Track 7.
Students often get worried when they see unknown terminology on a lecture title, and this makes them think that they won't understand the content of the lecture. This is often not true. What I would advise is looking up the meaning of unknown terminology. A dictionary of business terms or reference book is fine for this, and then think about how much you understand it. Remember that a lecturer will usually give definitions and examples of new words and phrases, and that we don't expect students to understand everything before the lecture. I really want to stress that reading a lot before a lecture is not necessarily a good idea. Students should try to focus their reading as much as possible on the topic of the lecture. Don't just read generally and try to develop a process for preparing for lectures. For example, if we take the title of one of my lectures, The Impact of Print, Online and Visual Media on Election Results in EU Countries Post-2000, there are several things a student could do. First of all, if I were them, I would check the meanings of the key phrases here. Media, and what constitutes print, online, and visual, as the lecturer may have different definitions from those used in everyday language. Then I would go to the library and search out books with an introduction to media and elections. Reading one or two chapters on each would be enough, in my opinion. This simple three-step technique of checking key terms, finding introductory books to the topic, and reading one or two focused chapters could be used by students to prepare for any lecture, really. The connection between the topics, the impact part, is the topic of my lecture. Students don't need to know all that.